Hey, my name is Eric, and you're listening to Viral Positivity, a podcast providing community-sourced updates, advice, and encouragement.
My name is Alex Hill. My friends call me Billy, and I'm from London, England, but I've been living in the States since 2013. I originally moved to Lafayette, Louisiana, and then to New Orleans, and then to Destin, Florida, and then we moved back to New Orleans. Now we're back to Destin, basically. Not living, but I'm at my father-in-law's place, basically staying in his back house. We're just came for his birthday, but then all the storm stuff, so we decided to wait to go back to New Orleans. Brooke's dad had mentioned this virus end of December and said, you know, it's going to be a major problem and probably will affect us. And then I didn't hear anything about it until, you know, it was national headlines, basically, a couple months later. We moved back to New Orleans in December, and we found a place, and we just did a six-month lease. It was uptown. I paid too much for what it was, honestly, but it got us through, and it had window units, so we knew we weren't going to make it through the summer. But our daughter Grayson, she's just turned 19 months old, so when all this kicked off, she just turned one at the end of January. We had a crazy Mardi Gras. It was great. We moved again after our six-month lease was up to the north end of Esplanade, almost by City Park, which was nice for a couple of weeks. But then, honestly, the crime just got so bad within like a two-week period. Multiple carjackings in broad daylight in public areas every day. And not just like in dodgy neighborhoods, but almost anywhere. No tourists to go rob. So they're coming into the nicer neighborhoods now. And nice cars, crappy cars. I don't want to have my $3,000 Yukon carjacked for me with my baby in it. Yeah, it ain't worth that. We almost got run over by a car that had just been carjacked, basically. So we're like, well, that's pretty close. It almost became someone's hood ornament on a quiet Sunday afternoon. You know, for the rent I'm paying, I can't even know that my wife and child are walking to go feed the dogs, kind of thing. It's just crazy. Because I've had to move three times now, basically, during the pandemic. So, yeah, I'm over that. And I'm definitely going to reduce the amount of shit I have. So work-wise, I had been... Another reason why we moved to Flex New Orleans is that I wanted to continue welding, but I wanted to have a little break for a couple months and, you know, spend time with the family and friends. So I was doing part-time painting gigs in between, some of which carried on into the beginning month or two of the lockdown, because it was like one side of a double that I was painting, and so it was abandoned essentially. There's no one in there except me, so that was a kind of unique situation. I was able to sort of pay for rent that way, but then that was it. It's been fizzled out since work-wise. I know lots of places are hiring. I don't know how safe a welding company is going to be, honestly. I see construction workers everywhere. They're all just talking. No one's wearing masks unless they're cutting cement or something. But I've been super cautious because of our daughter. It's just kind of terrifying. You know, most of the time they're saying kids can't get affected by it. They're the silent carriers. But then there are cases of them being affected. And all of that keeps changing. So we're just trying to not let our guard down and keep doing what we have been doing. We've had the usual scares that you get with a baby, like, just this week alone, we went to the emergency room once, and then yesterday went to the doctor, like, pretty last minute because of allergic reactions. So constantly just getting terrified anyway with a kid, let alone, you know, pandemic conditions. So Brooke's cousin, they have a three-year-old boy. So that's been like the only people that we've seen are quarantine buddies, I guess, if you put it that way, because, you know, she's got to have some kind of social interaction with another human child, or she's never going to know how to do that, like, ever. Some friends of us, kids are back in little learning pods, or even some of them back in school, but I haven't exposed ourselves to anyone that we know that their kids, you know, gone back to school or camp even. I was actually amazed at how, at least New Orleans anyway, was pretty good about the masks almost right away. You know, it's a little more lax down here in Florida, but for the most part, people are wearing it. Obviously, it's not a concern outside, but medically wise, like, people have been pretty on it. I just find it amazing that it wasn't a mandatory mask initiative, like, from the get-go. I spoke to my family in England, down in the countryside. Anywhere in public, even if you're on the sidewalk, you have to wear a mask, and it's like an instant £1,000 fine or something if you don't, which, shit, if the rest of the world enforced that straight away, we wouldn't still be here, I don't think. Yeah, but I won't get into that. And then people with their nose sticking out. It goes in and out through your nose. That's how you contract it, through the air. Like, it's part of your respiratory system. And even worse is the whole chin strap bullshit. I see like some nurses not wearing that right. I'm like, well, you of all people should know. I've probably upped my alcohol intake a fair amount, as I'm sure the rest of the planet has as well. Just riding it out like everyone else and trying to keep my sanity. I would say don't let your guard down, however frustrating everything is. You know, it's insanely Groundhog Day-ish and just the same stuff all day long. But just keep at it. If it's kept you safe this long, it'll keep you safe even longer, basically. I wouldn't go more crazy than you already are, unless some even more insane new information comes out. But just keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Please subscribe to the Viral Positivity Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. And check us out on Facebook at fb.me/vpositivity. Until next time, take care.